Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL show. I am Rob Stats-Guerrera. It is Thursday, May 6th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. Despite everything going on, there is no bigger story than what is unfolding and apparently what has been unfolding in Green Bay. According to Mike Garofolo, Aaron Rodgers has been actively trying to sabotage his own team going as far back as last year. According to Garofolo, Rodgers was telling the team's prospective free agents, quote, "Before you make any decisions, I'm probably not going to be there." While it should be noted that both left tackle David Bakhtiari and running back Aaron Jones have re-signed with the team since then, the fact remains that Rodgers was making it harder for the Packers to keep good players. I'm sure that sits well with general manager Brian Gutekunst, who apparently is the main subject of Rodgers' wrath, according to multiple reports. Bob McGinn of The Athletic covered the Packers for years and says that Rodgers has mocked the Packers GM in group text messages with teammates, referring to Gutekunst as Jerry Krause. Krause, for those of you that don't know, is the late Hall of Fame general manager of the Bulls, who many say broke up Chicago's dynasty after six championships in the 90s. Of course, he also assembled those teams, but I guess that doesn't really fit with Rodgers' narrative. McGinn also reports that, quote, "In recent months, the Packers have offered to make the 37-year-old Rodgers the NFL's highest-paid quarterback." Pro Football Talk has reported that Rodgers wants Patrick Mahomes' money, but that he also wants to be tied to the team for the foreseeable future instead of the year-to-year situation like he is now. Rodgers' predecessor, Brett Favre, has also chimed in on the situation. On the Bowling with Favre podcast, Brett said that Rodgers isn't bluffing about not playing. Quote, "Knowing Aaron, and I think I know him fairly well, if he has a grudge, whether it be against the organization or a player or an arch rival or family, friends, he ain't budging. If it's not resolved, or even if it is resolved, but he feels like they have one up on him, he ain't gonna play. Knowing Aaron, he would sit. Now, he would forgo a lot of money, but he's also got a lot of money." Rodgers definitely would be passing up a lot of cash. Between repaid bonuses and forfeited salaries, he would be out almost $45 million. Now, Rodgers isn't the only side unhappy in all this. The Packers themselves are apparently up at arms because they believe that other teams, including the 49ers and the Broncos, may have contacted Rodgers to see if he's interested in playing for them. However, the report does say that Green Bay has not filed a tampering complaint with the NFL because tampering is incredibly hard to prove. Unless, of course, someone does it during a podcast like John Gruden did with then-49ers corner Richard Sherman earlier this year. And then the NFL still does nothing. I'm better now. Sorry about that. Speaking of my San Francisco 49ers, their quarterback situation is a lot less tense than the one in Wisconsin, but it's still something to keep an eye on as everyone will be watching to see when third overall pick Trey Lance will actually become the starting quarterback. Team owner Jed York joined Matt Maiocco on the 49ers Talk podcast and said he's okay if that takes a long time to happen. Quote, "We've talked about this internally. If we're in a situation where Jimmy goes out and takes us to a Super Bowl again and has an MVP caliber season and does it again, there are worse dilemmas to be in. And Jimmy certainly has the ability to do that. If he doesn't play until he's 23, but he's got a 15-year career, how long did Aaron Rodgers sit? 2 or 3 years before he played? And again, I want to make sure that we do everything we can to make sure that position is the best it can possibly be in the NFL." I don't know everything about NFL history, but I am pretty damn sure that no team has ever given up 3 first-round draft picks plus another pick to acquire a guy that's not going to play for them for 2 years. I know the 49ers are trying to boost Jimmy Garoppolo's trade value, but this is ridiculous. Couple quick hits for you before we go. The Buccaneers are signing Blaine Gabbert to a 1-year contract to back up Tom Brady. For some reason, the Lions are waiving running back Kerryon Johnson. And finally, the NFL is offering 50 free Super Bowl 56 tickets to fans who have been vaccinated for COVID-19 as part of the global event to encourage vaccinations, working with the White House COVID response team and Global Citizen, the Super Bowl promotion asks fans to share why they got vaccinated or will soon do so. Details on how to win a pair of Super Bowl tickets will be announced Saturday night during Global Citizen's Vax Live, the Concert to Reunite the World program. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, May 6, 2021. Remember to subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. Also, rate and review. Thank you very much. Make sure you check out The Look Ahead with myself and RJ Ochoa from Blogging the Boys. We're going to go to Denver to get the lowdown on the Broncos and whether they are in position to make a move for that quarterback we spent so much time talking about today. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.